اه
بس congratulations to you.
flag of the United States of America.
Well, there's a stand one under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Kind of don't say people coming tonight. Can I get approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and amendments from September 2023 regular council meeting?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Do we have any correspondence? Okay, no correspondence. Items from the public. Kay Webster, Most Perfect Love Foundation. If you'd like to stand and be recognized. Hi.
Hello, everyone. We're honored to be here with us. We love this area. We've fallen in love with it. I don't know if you want to make other introductions before I present.
If you have a group of, if you have brought someone with you, if you'd like to introduce them, you're welcome to.
Okay. Scott Burgess is the treasurer for the foundation. Sally Burgess, his wife, is representative of our foundation, and she does many, many things with us. And I'm the founding synergist, also representing with us tonight, is Della, who I sure most of you know, and Adam, who are part of our great 99 Days of Peace for Unity network globally, with much of the work we do. And you see I'm wearing a collar, so yes, I am an ordained minister. Our religion is love. Amen. Pretty much. Would you like me to present now, Mayor?
Yes, please.
It's not my first go-round with foundation. I'm a transgender female who represents the LGBT community around the world through Compassion Games International. I'm the international media spokesperson. The founder of Foundation for International Justice, where we've advocated around the world for human rights for everyone with equal human rights. So when you finish the allegiance to the flag and we say liberty and justice for all, that's where my heart is. And the reason we're here in Raymond, a Most Perfect Love Foundation was created from a vision that we've had for the future, to be a part of the local community as we work around the world on many fronts through Compassion Games International and 99 Days of Peace for Unity. And bear with me, please, because for about the last 6 weeks, I've been operating anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a night.
Oh, okay.
There's so many things to accomplish. But we're looking at land purchase here. We're looking to bring in $100 million investment into Raymond to assist with the economy. And we hope to bring many improvements with us as we strive to build Peace Village. We have family property that we're working on Hefford Road. Used to be a dairy there. So in total, 110 acres. And in East Village, we are going to be building a spiritual retreat center. We will be farming and farming hemp, part of the cannabis family, but you're going to see that broken out from marijuana and the overall umbrella of cannabis through the Hemp Act, which is coming into law and will be in place by March. I've also been selected as the state representative for the state of Washington. Adam will be our representative in Washington, D.C. to continue the work, legislation, and for the improvement of organic hemp growing, which is a huge, huge future in bioplastics. Coca-Cola has already jumped on board and they're using hemp in the production of their recycled plastics because it's biodegradable. Mercedes-Benz has jumped on board and are using it in their paint. And by the way, here's Sue Romo, who is a realtor.
Hello.
From Windermere.
Windermere Centralia.
But we're envisioning a place where we can gather and the community can come and gather and to be part of our retreat center. We're open to listening to any ideas to improve what it is we're working to create. The wisdom from our elders, the wisdom from our Native American cultures here, who were the first settlers. And to incorporate the town as a whole. Our religion is love. We operate from that point of view. For the highest good of all concerned, without harm to anyone. And if I'm shaking, my fuel has been coffee for days. So bear with me, please. Scott, would you like to interject at this point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sally? Adam?
Oh, I'll bore you for days.
One of our council members has a question.
Okay.
Go ahead, you can on.
Try to answer it.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I'm just trying to understand. What is it that you're asking? Are you announcing an endeavor? Are you asking something from the council?
We are announcing and asking for the support of the City of Arraignment as we work towards these goals. We're working with the National Association of Hemp Growers. We would like to build a plant for processing. The nearest hemp processing plant to us from here is in the state of Montana. Idaho has restrictive laws. A truck driver was in prison for bringing hemp growth across the border, delivering it to Montana. He's actually in for having them. So we don't really have to deal with those issues. Our inner and national associations of hemp growers. Realize there's a great need for a plant here on the West Coast. We could go to Oregon and find a great home there for it. We live in Washington. We live in Olympia.
Right.
And I feel like I can't see you, and you're the one with the question, so I'm going to face the screen.
I'm just asking, like, what is it specifically that you, other than forming of this endeavor, is there something that you're asking of the council?
Well, we're not asking for financial support.
I believe you're just, what I'm hearing, and if I'm understanding correctly, you're just looking for support.
Support. And we know that you have land and buildings that are sitting empty that could be utilized for the processing plant. We need between 20,000 square feet and 40,000 square feet for the plant.
Have you approached the Port of Willapa Harbor about this space requirement?
That is our next stop. We've been here most of the week and looking at land and to acquire, to purchase.
Okay.
And they're easy.
I'm just going to interrupt one more time. Sorry. And then I'm going to stop interrupting. Can I encourage you to reach out to Willapa Harbor Chamber of Commerce and maybe stop by our building tomorrow or the next day to discuss what it is exactly you're aiming, what things you're looking at doing, as they may be a better resource.
Yes, and thank you very much. We have extended our stay. We were scheduled to leave tomorrow, but we are staying as long as it takes to meet everyone that we need to meet and the different organizations so that we can work together as a whole through this process of coming into a new location. Through this, we will bring employment and jobs. Affordable housing is on the list. We're looking at the Globe Farm because it's buildable land, which we're very serious about acquiring. There are some issues I understand right now with the easement from rails to trails, and that's a situation that I understand an attorney is involved in with the sellers of that property, trying to get that done. As long as we have ingress and egress to the property across the trail, then we're ready to go. Because it's extremely buildable land on the high area. It's a great area for our meditation retreat center and healing center, spiritual healing center. For a farm store and a restaurant, the dairy farm is perfect for the growing of hemp. It's 110 acres in totality. We understand that it floods. We are aware of that. And we're prepared to be able to deal with that through the proper planting and timing of our planting of the crops. So, are there any other questions I can ask?
Does the council have any questions?
Well, there's a piece of property that a religious organization built back in the 80s, and it would have been an excellent location for you. There's buildings, there's 150 acres. It's all developed. I mean, you could have used a lot of the facilities. And I think right now it's only used for retreats. I don't know any of the homes of them.
Which one?
Mm-hmm. The mess pile out there.
Do you know the owner's name?
I know the Assemblies of God owned it for a while. And I don't know who they sold it to. But I know they still hold some retreats.
It's Falls Creek.
It's Falls Creek, yeah. Yeah, anyway. That would have been a good property for you out there.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not.
So. Yeah, right. If I knew who to get a hold of, I would definitely, because I know they're not using a quarter of what they have. So that, yeah, it's something you can look into.
Thank you.
We
appreciate that.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your presentation.
Thank you.
Yes, it was nice to meet you as well. So I have a list of some people that had intended to speak tonight. Two people on the list have already left. But I'm curious if there's people here that were wanting to speak about the mobile home park. Okay, anybody else?
Me, him, and these two folks over here all live over there, which is why we're here today.
Okay.
We understand that the decision that we had decided, which maybe that's not happening now.
Okay, so I can address that. We spoke about it at the last council meeting. We had, I had went ahead and I got the ordinance from the city of Aberdeen that was spoke about, the full ordinance, and we reviewed that ordinance. The ordinance, in a nutshell, says that the owner or the landlord cannot increase the rent. The landlord is required to provide an additional 3 months' notice
should he decide to increase the rent more than 3%. It doesn't limit how much he can increase it. All it does is it requests that he give additional notice.
When did that ordinance come into play? The reason I'm asking is
okay, if I could just finish, this will probably answer that. Okay. Since that time, I'm not positive, but I believe the city of Aberdeen has withdrawn the ordinance because multiple cities are being sued for their interference in Landlord Act. There is an RCW that's very specific. Municipalities cannot be involved. They can't go in. They can't go into a landlord or an owner's business and tell them how to run it, how they can raise the rent, how much they can. And even though this doesn't say that, how much they can raise it or how long and what kind of notices they have to give. So there are multiple cities being sued for almost the identical wording in Aberdeen's ordinance. So I believe Aberdeen has pulled their ordinance. I can't swear to that, but in our discussion at the last council meeting, the council decided that this is not something that the council feels comfortable getting involved with, especially with cities being sued over it. And so the city cannot get involved in landlord-tenant issues. It is just not, it's not our job. You know, there are, there's the attorney general out there. There are landlord-tenant rights. There are pro bono attorneys. You're welcome to seek out if you need help and assistance at the travel or the mobile home park, but it's not something that the city can help you with. And I'm sorry about that. And I know people are upset because they don't feel like we are doing them or helping them. But, you know, there are certain times in certain areas where our hands are tied, that we're just not allowed to get involved in those things.
So. Okay, but there are, like you said, there are other resources we could address.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So yes, Ian.
I don't want to give false hope, but in my opinion, if those lawsuits played out and the cities prevailed, mm-hmm. I think it would, at that point, we should reconsider an ordinance, if the ordinance is fine that they...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in the lawsuit, they're requesting a resolution, I think, within the next year. So it's not something that is going to happen right away, but they're looking for in these lawsuits to have some sort of resolution within a year.
Okay. Now, so, and just because I'm very new with this uh-huh. might sound a little ignorant, but they did give us the 3 months, but the rent increase is well above 3%. Is there anybody we can reach out to for that?
No, but they can raise their rent in to whatever they deem necessary to maintain their property. Also, again, you should go online and look for your landlord-tenant. There's a Landlord-Tenant Act.
Okay.
And it spells it out very clear what your rights are and what their rights are. And if you feel that they're in violation of your rights, that's when you need to look for someone to represent you,
okay.
as a group even.
Right. Okay. That was all about John. Was there
anything
else?
One thing was we were going to ask about if there was a deal that the city could make a ordinance where we could move our mobile homes out of the area.
So a lot of places in
Pacific County right now, Pacific County, you cannot move a mobile home after so many years.
I think that would have to go to the county in that case, right?
There's restrictions on the size as well in our ordinance.
So, but Pacific County would have to do that first, and then we can change it.
We can change our own.
Can we?
We need to be. We want to do.
It's based on uniform building code and things like that, based on the structural soundness and things like that. So I want to see.
Yeah, it would.
A change to the kind of state building code, probably, which. I don't think there'd be a chance that's going to get changed.
It's a fairly common ordinance.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't say that that would probably happen, but if in fact there comes a time and you have your mobile home and you want to move it, then the thing to do is to come to the city with your plan and your mobile home age and talk to Eric and see what the restrictions are.
So if we look up seasonal language, but if we look up the word asshole, that would describe our park owner.
And that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Did I answer all your questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got another one about the water. They're charging us for water now.
Right.
And we're on meters.
Right.
But the city does not check the meter.
Their own internal meters. They have the park.
But they have a primary meter that comes in.
That's what they pay off of.
Yeah. So how do we know, they're not, overcharging us?
Well, I'll tell you, his bill is what, we looked it up for a previous meeting, and he pays anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a month.
Yeah, is that over 10,000 gallons?
I can't tell you how much water is used, but that's a huge water bill. So, and if an individual as you, just yourself, if you had a water bill just for you or you and your wife, you'd be paying about $250 a month.
Yeah.
So.
Well, sewage. Yeah, I'm just curious how they,
It's up to him. I mean, if those meters are his meters, I guess he put in for each park, and he can divide up the cost however he, that's between the landlord and the tenant. So.
That kills a landlord.
No.
So any other questions regarding the mobile home park? Yes, Daniel.
Yes, once again, I'll say that some remedial thing I was talking about earlier, I will repeat that you can get in touch with the park owner, who is Hurst & Sons. They've got a tenant relations person. And you can look it up on the internet, or if you can't use the internet very well, have your local librarian help you. But you can go there and put in a form, and they have a program where they can put you on a list if you're under certain federal guidelines of income. And they can put you on this program, and I suspect they can either change the due date of your rent or the amount of your rent. Don't quote me on either, but that's what she had said to me. It's whatever the requirements are in this program. There are also, there's a main number, 211, where you can call to see if there's voucher programs or veterans assistance, which I know personally there is, to get help with your rent. But other than that, like you said, one would have to get an attorney, and usually like a class suit, a group suit, would have to be done. But now specifically my question is, on this RCW, is it required that they give you 3 months notice before they raise rent?
I believe that's what it is.
Because they didn't do that.
No.
So they just gave us essentially a month.
So, and those are things that you can look up in the Landlord Tenant Act.
Well, that would be the place to go then.
Yes. That spells it out pretty clear, what your rights are and what their rights are.
So. And is there not a state, Washington state level Landlord Tenant Commission of some kind? I remember there used to be, at least.
There might be when you go to that, the Landlord Tenant Act. There might be contacts there as to the different who you can contact with, issues or problems, if you're experiencing problems with your landlord.
Mm-hmm. It's under
5918.
5918 is a residential land act, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Jovan has something.
Yes, Jovan.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage you that are looking to understand the Landlord Tenant Act and what available options you have to. I put a link in the chat, so I don't know, Kayla, if you have a way of showing that to them. But it would basically be your best resource around the trailer park, the trailer issue. And then they have direct resources to the Northwest Justice Housing Project, which would be your best alternative to navigate the issues you guys are navigating at there, at the Timberland Park. And so thank you.
Well, she can write that down, or if you want to give her a call to, on Monday, she can provide you with that information if you'd like to do that. Today's Monday. Tomorrow. So, yeah, you just call the direct line to the city and ask for Kayla. She will provide you with whatever information Jovan has here for you. So, if that works out. So, any additional questions regarding the trailer park? Okay. I hope I've addressed your questions and concerns. And again, I'm sorry. I wish I could say that we could go in and, you know, do whatever you wanted and help you in any way we can. It's just unfortunate that we can't. And it's not because we don't want to. It's because we can't. So, and that don't happen very often. But this time we can't. So thank you. And you're welcome to stay if you'd like to stay. Or if you have better things to do, you can go. So that's up to you guys. So, Aisha?
Yeah. I was just wondering when that proposal was coming.
We don't know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And yeah. I just want to make it clear that somebody, an employee within the city, posted on their social media that we were going to start outsourcing our garbage and asked people, the citizens, to come to the council meeting and express their concerns. That if anybody came to the council meeting tonight and asked, I couldn't tell them anything because we have done nothing. We have had a discussion in open council about the possibility of outsourcing our garbage, and that's it. Nothing
with,
more.
With the left. Understanding that Aisha goes nowhere.
That's right. And I think I repeated that three times in that discussion.
Yeah.
When LeMays has a proposal to present to the council, I will make sure that the public is aware. And then the public will then be able to come and be an informed citizen. And nothing happens like that at a department head meeting or in my office. It happens in open council meeting where everybody can know about it, and it doesn't happen on social media. So when and if they come and make a proposal, everybody will know about it. So, but nothing. There, I have nothing to discuss about it. I know nothing of what's gonna happen, if anything's gonna happen. It's just been a discussion only. So, did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Any additional questions or comments from the public? I have everybody on the list I have went through. So unless there's any, we'll move on to the next agenda item. Okay, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
We are ready. I had word from Captain Patrick that he is doing outstanding in his med school. He's cruising right along through his boot camp. We have it heard the way done through the classroom portion. So good news. We're going to close out our ambulance grant this week by picking up our second ambulance, which will complete all the equipment ambulances on the 21st. So very excited about that. We'll be surplusing a few vehicles after that time. We've been really busy. Had some car wrecks on 101 with the increased traffic in the last few weekends, but crew's holding it down. So that's about what I have for today. Any questions for anybody?
No, but I, for one, want to thank you for your service.
Oh.
And all of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Police Chief Pat Matlock.
Thank you very much, Mayor. We don't have a whole lot to report. We finished up our budget proposal with Kayla, and it went pretty well. We have been diligent with our traffic duties, one of our core duties in our department. We have been out there very visible in our area and in our public. And unfortunately, to Chief Didion's credit, honestly, we had a couple traffic accidents, but that's to be considered when you have that amount of volume of traffic coming through town on busy days. And we were able to work together, both of our departments, to get those taken care of. One thing the council should know, which I'm sure you're aware of, is that we have a lack of tow response in our area. And our tow comes out of Ocean Park. And so that really gummed up that area, the 101 commercial area, for a couple of hours because both vehicles are undriveable. We had to wait for the tow truck to come to get them out of the way. So that, I mean, that's a definite business need in our area, but we can't control that. But we try to do the best we can with the resources we have. So other than that,
how come Ocean Park?
That's the nearest tow on the rotation for our state rotation for towing. We have some in Grace Harbor County as well,
yeah.
But they tend to be really busy over there because they're on the rotation with their own law enforcement and first responder service agencies there. And so this is the nearest one in our county, other than what was Maynard. Licensed anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
License is important.
License is the key part for state rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you. Public Works Director Eric Weiberg.
Things the formation project is about to start. We got all the equipment finally, the wrong tank showed up, so that's replaced, but get that down here real soon. And then the street projects for Derry, Gerber, and Harvard. We're hoping to start this week, but they're trying to get a grinder, so the next couple of weeks we should be getting that done. So that's exciting before the bad weather comes.
So where's this Derry from where we are?
I said Derry, sorry.
Yeah.
I meant Fowler. Better hope so.
Yeah.
We're still trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bad road.
There's worse ones.
Not by much.
Yeah, there were a common one.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
All right. For Treasurer Kayla McIntosh.
I don't really have anything new to share other than still working on the budget. Pat said him and I met together and we have completed his portion of the budget. I'm doing my portion, already completed the salaries. Expectations for people, so that is a big undertaking and portion done. I'm waiting to finish with the department heads next week and get that ready for you guys for a preliminary meeting.
Okay. Any questions for Caleb? Okay. Mayor's report. I don't have much. I did leave these at your seat. This is elected officials training. And you can do it virtually. It does meet the requirements for our insurance company. So we might look, see if you can work it into your schedule and take that. I also have been in contact with Kendra Martin. She is one of the new board members at the pool. And she had sent me some information about budgeting for the pool. And I told her that everything that she put on the list was not something that the pool had to budget for anymore, that the city would be budgeting for it. And I just thought that you all the council should hear what she wrote back, because I thought it was really, really good. It speaks volumes as to what this board is like now. And it just says, I know I can speak for most of the board members when I say we are very serious about our commitment to the pool and our accountability to the city. Hopefully we can work out a contract that holds the pool board accountable for financial contributions and ease the council's fear in us just wanting a free ride. We currently have formed a grant committee that will work on grants year-round and a fundraising committee that will plan multiple small fundraisers and one large fundraiser a year. I have piggybacked on Michelle's connection with TAC, and I'm in communication with the theater to bring back teen swim nights next year and moving in the park. I'm hoping to bring the community together for the better and restore the true pool, POOL, objective of offering affordable options for everyone to achieve optimal water safety and exercise. So I thought that was a very positive, very upbeat, and very positive response to my email. And I wish Chris was here, because one of his issues was, why do we need pool? Why do we need the pool nonprofit? And there's one very, very beneficial and very worthy opportunity out there for the pool, but we cannot apply for it. It has to be a nonprofit. And that's why pool is there. So pool will be applying for that grant, and hopefully they'll be successful. So
I thought that was it came at a perfect time when there was some discussion as to why we keep pool, even keep have pool as a nonprofit, and that's an exact that's exactly why. So other than that, I don't have anything else unless anybody has some questions or comments for me. Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Craig.
I'm sorry, this was, I was meant this for the next public comment. I should have gotten it in earlier. I just wanted to congratulate Ian on his award that he received yesterday from SAL. I believe, if, correct me, was it a 30-year sustaining member award?
Well, it was the L.V. Raymond, L.V. and Stella J. Raymond Foundation. It was not me. It was simply the one that had a hand that could grab a, you know, award. But yes, LV and Stella J. Raymond have supported it for all 20 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Good deal. They have LV Raymond and Stella Foundation. They have done LV and Stella Raymond Foundation have done some very amazing things for this community, and I think that they don't get enough recognition sometimes for the good things that they do. So thank you. So public comment on current agenda items? That were any council comments. Okay, future agenda topics. You guys are just buzzing through it now. Is there, if there's no objections, I will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Oh, I have something.